All right, good to see you. I'm not sure what Pat said about practice. I know he was disappointed. We've got a couple people banged up a little bit. A couple of running backs looks like might be out a little bit, but good effort, and it's mainly good to see everybody out here hustling around, see the new guys, the second-year guys, and also see guys like Alec Mack back out here. So I thought it was a good start to the first 3 days. And I'll be glad to answer any questions you all have.
Jimmy, can you just kind of talk about what you're seeing out here in terms of the talent on the team and how excited you are about the season and what your expectations might be for this year?
Yeah, I think we're all excited. I'll defer to Ray and Pet about comments on the talent. I mean, it looks to me like we got more football players, both offensive lines and defensive lines and all around. I mean, we've added we drafted 12 guys, and we got 10 of them out there, and we got some free agents that have a chance. And, you know, we signed 4 or 5 free agents, so I think there's no doubt we have a better team. And hopefully they'll gel. We got a challenging schedule, as everybody knows, but I think I'm sure all 32 teams are optimistic today.
Did you know much about Josh McCown as a quarterback before?
Did not.
And so do you have any early impressions from what you've seen?
You know, here again, I'll let Pet and Ray flip. Kevin, talk about the quality of the player. I'll tell you this, he's a great person, great leader, great character, very positive, good guy to be around, great teammate.
Is this your whirlwind first couple years, is this the most kind of relaxed and way ease into a season that you have been able to do as an owner?
Yeah, I mean, but I think you're always anxious because we're about getting better. You know, the first year we came in the middle of the year, so it's right. A little challenging. So I would say last year's our first, or year before last, our first year, and it was a challenge. We got better last year, went from winning 4 games to 7 games. But I can assure you nobody in this building is happy winning 7 games. At the same time, we're realistic. It takes time to build a good football team.
Jimmy, can you talk about the change you've seen in Johnny this year with all his work he did in the offseason?
Well, here again, the coaches are way closer to that than I am. I mean, I think we're pleased that Johnny did the things he should do in the offseason. And it was a great improvement over his first year, but anything less would have been totally unacceptable. So he's working hard, but he's got to play pro football, you have to be a pro, particularly when you play the position he does. So he's got to work hard every day on and off the field. And he's making progress, but he's got a long way to go. But we're obviously pleased with the offseason.
When you've talked to Farmer and Patton about the quarterback situation, obviously you have to have something going at quarterback to have a chance to, as a team. When they talk to you, do they convince you that you have a chance to have enough at quarterback to have a good season?
Yeah, I mean, I think in Josh you have a guy who's played in the league, who's experienced. We're clearly putting together a team that's not totally relying on great play out of the quarterback. So, listen, we think we're going to be very competitive this year. And despite what everybody reads and says, we've not at all given up on Johnny. We think he has potential to be a good football player. Now, having the potential and doing it are two different things. But I think we've said numerous times that you're not going to win consistently in this league without a good quarterback. And we're trying to make that happen.
Since the penalty came down from the NFL for Ray Farmer with the texting last season, much has been made of the relationship between Coach and Ray. Could you speak to that? And have you had conversations with both of them about it's up to them to make this work between them?
Well, I think Pet commented on that. What is today? Saturday. I think Pet commented on that on Thursday, and I think Ray commented on Friday. And so I don't know what else I need to add. The reports of them not getting along are just totally inaccurate. They work together well. You know, I'm with them every day. I'm here, and they work together exceptionally well.
Jimmy, as the guy who pays the bills, how important is it to you out of this season with knowledge of what you have in Johnny?
You know, I think it's important everybody forgets he's barely 22 years old, Pat, is that right? I think he turned 22 in December, so he's still young. So I think over the next couple of years, we've got to see if Johnny can be a legitimate quarterback or not. I don't want to put too much pressure on him or our coaches to say it has to happen this year.
Hey, Jimmy, with that scrimmage going in on Columbus on Friday, where does it stand you guys are moving some training camp down there?
Yeah, I don't think that's been finalized. Shiner's continuing to work with the people in Columbus, and I think there's still some details to work out. We're excited about going down to Columbus and letting our fans in the middle part of the state come see a scrimmage. It sounds like we're going to have a great showing of fans on Friday night, so we're looking forward to doing that, and then we'll see if things work out in the future.
Jimmy, when you talk to Johnny, do you notice a change in his personality from last year after spending that 10 weeks in the facility?
Well, he physically, I don't know if you all spent time with him. Physically looks a lot better. I mean, he looks like a pro athlete should. And he's clearly engaged this year. And I think Kevin, in particular, is working all four quarterbacks hard, including Johnny. So, I mean, he's clearly engaged this year.
Jimmy, do you ever take time to take a look at what you bought initially and where you've taken it?
You know, Jim, I think Pitt says it best. In this game, you're judged by wins and losses, and as he says, it's a pass-fail league. And I think we came in with three goals, and I'll go and we'll save the wins for last, be a good participant in Northeastern Ohio, and I think with D leading the charge, we've done a nice job there. I think we've said we want to provide our fans with a great experience. We're spending $120 million on the stadium, and we're doing changing uniforms, playing in Columbus, playing in Akron last year. We're doing a lot of things like that. But the ultimate goal is winning. Until we consistently win in our division, which everybody knows is a challenge, none of us, including me, are going to be happy, and we understand that we've got a long way to go there.
One of the things you said when you bought this team, you mentioned about stability. You said that things between Ray and Mike were fine. Do you think that you found the leadership combo that you want for this franchise?
I do. I mean, they're both quality people. They're both smart. They work hard, and they work well together, and I enjoy working with both of them.
Jimmy, do you think that, this is obviously your third year, and by now I'm sure you wanted to be really contending for the playoffs. What's your mindset heading into the season in terms of being patient or blowing the thing up if it doesn't, get to a certain amount of wins this year? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we're not going to blow things up, okay? I think we're on the right track, so we're not going to blow things up. So I understand why people might ask that after a couple of bumps in the road the first couple of years, but we're not going to do that. I think we're putting in place a good foundation. The first year we were here, the draft was not what we wanted. I think the second year was better, and a lot depends on how the two first-rounders do, right? If they turn out to be really good players, we had a tremendous draft last year. Or 2 years ago. If one of them makes it, we had a good draft, and if neither of them make it, it's okay. It's just so-so. But I think this past year we had a really good draft, and we added 12 players. Two of them might be red shirts, and we have 11 picks this coming year. So if you have that many picks and you pick good talent and can coach them over a period of time, we're going to be successful.
Wait, how can you say that? Are you saying that 2014 draft was a tremendous draft? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think it depends on how the two first-rounders do.
Oh, okay.
Because from second round on, I think we did. Right. I mean, it's pretty hard to argue with Betonio, Kirksey, et cetera.
Right. What are your thoughts on the criticism that the commissioners received in light of the Tom Brady ruling?
You know, I'm not going to comment on that either way. We've got our work cut out for us here, and we need to be focused on making the Cleveland Browns a better football team and this a better organization.
When you say you're not going to blow things up, that's a pretty bold statement. 6 weeks before the season starts. So really, you're saying you're not going to really look at the record at the end of this year? You're just looking ahead to...
Jeff, I think we got the right people in place to, over a period of time, be successful here. And we're clearly focused on doing that.
Jimmy, with just 5 losses to end the season, and obviously with the suspension Ray got from the texting, a lot of your fans do wonder if they're on the hot seat. So you're saying you're not going to blow it up. So why do you think those two guys are the right guys? Can you elaborate on each of them?
Well, I mean, I think I talked about the qualities they had earlier. They're quality people. They're smart. They work hard. They've been around football all their life. And I think we're on a good – listen, if I'd have said this time last year we're going to be 7-9, y'all would probably said that was pretty good, right? The problem is we lost our last 5, and we get that and understand that, and we're not pleased with it. I don't want to say that. So at the same time, I think it's unfair to say you got to win X amount of games because injuries happen. Schedules are harder, easier than you think. It's a tough league. I think you got to look at the body of work over a period of time, and I feel good about where we are versus where we were 2 years ago and even versus a year ago.
Would you say that you have to exercise a little bit of patience, or you'll give Ray and Mike an opportunity to work this through in large part because you really don't have your quarterback of the future up and running yet?
Mary Kay, I think Pat and Ray have said, quarterback's important, but you can't put everything on one position. So, listen, I'm not a football person. I'm a business person. But I think we have better talent than since we got here, okay? And we've got a lot of young talent. We've got some veterans to help teach them how to work and lead and improve the culture, like Dante and Carlos and some of the guys did last year. So I think we have a good blend of experienced people and younger players.
Jimmy, when we talked to you, I think it was January or February, there are investigations and reports of struggles within the building. Do you feel like that the rough part of the offseason is in the past and you guys are all moving forward?
As you know, I struggle with that those comments because they're totally inaccurate and I think irresponsible, and I don't think they were worth commenting on then, and I don't think they are now. And people who pride themselves on getting it right and holding us accountable, we accept that responsibility. At the same time, I think they need to hold themselves accountable and make sure what they report's accurate, and some of the comments about people in this building not getting along are just totally inaccurate.
Jimmy, since the texting thing with Ray, have you noticed any change in how he's approached things or dealt with people or growth?
Ray Farmer's the same all the time. He's totally absorbed with football and totally absorbed with winning. You all know him well. He's a quality person. He made a mistake. He's admitted his mistake. He cooperated fully with the league. He regrets it 100 times more than anybody else does, and we're ready to move on. We never talk about it. It's the only time I ever think about it is when you all ask the question. It's a total non-issue in our building.
Were you happy to see the league, though, in the Brady decision, cited Ray's cooperation is the right way to go?
Yeah, but I'm not surprised because I know what the kind of person Ray Farmer is.
When you talk about Johnny having a long way to go, are you talking about off the field?
You know, I don't. If I said that, it's probably inappropriate. Johnny's got to improve. He's got to keep working hard off the field and keep working hard on the field. I mean, like I said, he's still 22 years old.
Jimmy, you've talked in the past about learning how to be an owner and how it's obviously not an easy thing at all. Is continuity within the organization one of those lessons that you've learned, considering what you're saying today?
I think there's no question about it. At the same time, I think it's important to get the right people in the building, and you know, maybe we did or maybe we didn't at first, but I feel good that we have the right people in the building now.
When did you get that sense? I mean, obviously, when did you look back at Pat and you're here today giving a pretty strong statement. When did you think you knew you had the right guy there? And the same with Ray.
I might have said this in January. I can't remember. I think NFL coaches, one of the things they have to do is get their players to play hard all year. And it's a grind. I mean, we're here on August 1st, and we'll be talking again on whenever our last game is, January 3rd. It'll be cold. It's a long time from now. People get hurt. Things happen. You're under a lot of criticism. And I think the testimony to Pet is that we go into Baltimore 7-8, with Connor Shaw playing quarterback, and a lot of people hurt. And we lost the game, but we were ahead 10-6 or 10-6 going into the fourth quarter, and the guys played their tails off. And I think that's what head coaches got to do, and I think Pet did a great job with that.
Jimmy is a big college football fan. How excited are you to see Terrell Pryor out here and working at receiver, and what do you think of that experiment?
Well, he's a tremendous athlete. Here again, Flip or Joker, somebody could comment on the specifics, but there's no doubt he's a great athlete.
Was Tennessee Jimmy, in on that recruiting?
They were. I think everybody was, though.
In retrospect, was the coaching staff on trial in that game in any way?
No, absolutely not.
What if they were going to beat 40-0?
Wouldn't have mattered.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's the first year. I mean, I just don't, I think the coaching staff did a good job. We made good progress. We're on, I think we're on track, so.
Obviously, you're somebody that will listen to other outside people. Has anyone else talked to you about Pet and say you've got a pretty good one there?
I hear from college coaches, pro coaches, people I know well, people I don't know well. He's highly regarded.
Yeah.